You know how you want a popsicle, and you want it for the longest time, and you don't even know what it's going to taste like when you get it. And when you finally get it, and it tastes, oh, so good. And then you have some of it, and you want to save it so you can make it last for later, and then you realize that in order to keep the popsicle from disappearing, it has to stay in the freezer to avoid melting and becoming just a liquid pile of remains instead of what you wanted. That it had to stay in the freezer in order to survive, and you couldn't stay there with it. That it was meant to be cold forever, or consumed. It was either one way or the other. They taught you that fact when you were little. You can't have it both ways. You can try, but it might be fun at first, but everyone knows it will hurt later on. And it will. I like the idea of being with you, but maybe the problem was that it was all in my head. Maybe I didn't realize that the novelty would wear off for you, that you were like the average American, and after 20 seconds of watching a television show, you'd want to change the channel with the remote on the arm of your chair. I didn't know you were a popsicle that would melt if you were exposed to any sunlight or any heat at any time. I didn't know that you were a snowman that I made in the backyard of my house in the winter when I was little. A snowman that was fully equipped with a carrot nose like Pinocchio, like you, with no hair, like you, with rocks for eyes, like you. And yeah, that snowman melted with spring, like you, and maybe I should have learned my lesson from that damn snowman. I guess there was a lot about you I didn't know. I remember how little kids would want to build snowmen in the winter. They didn't seem to mind the snowmen eventually going away. I hated the cold, so I didn't play in the snow as much. Maybe in playing those little games, everyone else learned their lesson. Maybe they learned something that I should have learned. I should expect the stonings that I'm about to receive for telling you what I know you have done. And that I want the rest of the world to know it too. I will expect the stonings. With time, I've been getting used to the punishments for telling the truth, even when people don't want to hear it. And I don't want to be your savior. I don't want to be your prophet. I don't want to be that for anyone. I think I'm too cocky to be a good leader anyway. So, thank you for getting my hopes up and then blowing them away with one breath from your lips, like anyone would do with a pile of sand or table salt spilled on the counter. Because I think I needed to learn that lesson. And in a way, for now, I only have you to thank for it.